It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, a few different things going on in the Rupp Arena area, downtown Lexington, St. Patty's Day Parade, also Disney on Ice. But let's talk about Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con has become a huge annual event in downtown Lexington, attracting several thousand people to the Lexington Center to meet comic book celebrities, movie celebrities, and online celebrities. It's just kind of a growing universe of geekdom there to an extent. And, they've got some pretty high-profile names coming in this weekend, including Walter Koenig, who is the original, Chekhov on Star Trek, the original series and the subsequent movies. And so he's coming in, and the Star Trek fans always turn out in force to see their favorites. We've had a number of them in over the past few years. And, this year that'll be a little bit poignant with the recent death of Leonard Nimoy. And, I'm sure there'll be a lot of memories of his shared with fans this weekend, it's a huge event. And this weekender, John Cheeves, one of our writers, went and kind of talked about how to behave at a comic book convention, and that sometimes people make old social faux pas and stuff. And so he had suggestions, from wearing comfortable shoes because you're going to be standing a lot during the day, to don't bring a stack of stuff for the celebrity to sign, keep it to one or two items, and don't go following celebrities into the bathroom and things of that sort. So a nice little primer there to get ready for the big weekend.
I had no idea there were so many rules, because I've never been to a Comic-Con, but that's good to know.
I think maybe they're kind of unspoken rules, but but John spoke a few of them.
Moving on to Theater of the Great Gatsby at the Opera House.
Yeah, adding to the traffic jam downtown in the Rupp Arena area this weekend, we've got a touring production of The Great Gatsby coming in. And this is Montana Repertory Theater, which has brought several other shows to the region. Usually the Opera House's Broadway Live series reserves one or two slots a year for a straight play, as opposed to a musical, which is sort of their bread and butter. And it's been pretty successful with particularly with classic shows like To Kill a Mockingbird, and last year it was The Miracle Worker, and shows of that sort. So this is another classic come to stage.
And a couple of local theater productions as well. Balagula Theater returning with Bernard and Bosie.
Bernard and Bosie, yeah. This is a comeback for Balagula. They hadn't been gone long, but they did go through a real financial travail late last year, and both of their co-artistic and executive directors resigned, Ryan Case and Natasha Williams, and the company is kind of regrouped, and they're trying to get back on stage with this production this weekend at the Lexington Public Library. And also Studio Players this weekend has a premiere of a local playwright's work called What Would Jesus Pack? And we're not talking about Jesus going on vacation here. This is a comedy, actually quite a farce, about gun control. And the playwright Ross Carter said he was really kind of inspired by, after the Sandy Hook massacre back in 2012, he really wanted to do something, wanted to contribute to the conversation somehow. And he really thought, in being a theater artist, that one of the best ways was to get people kind of laughing about an issue, but at the same time thinking about it. And so that's what he really aims to do in this play about a senator that is kind of pulled between two camps by a very silly question that goes up on the internet. If Jesus were alive today, what kind of gun would he carry, or would he carry a gun? So that's sort of the jumping off point for this farce.
And finally, I guess we'll save the biggest story for last. Let's talk about Prince in Louisville. I can't log into Facebook without seeing something about someone that I know trying to get tickets to one of these shows.
This was huge, and I think it was a surprise to a lot of. I think there were people who were like thought that Prince was very passe and didn't quite realize what an ardent fan base has endured for him over the years. But he is bringing his Hit and Run tour to Louisville, and this is the way he's been operating recently, where he just announces a date like a week before it happens. And doesn't even announce the venue. It was a mystery until Monday morning where he would be playing. But he's going to play four shows this weekend at the Louisville Palace on Saturday and Sunday night. And then at the same time in Louisville, Maroon 5 is playing the Yum Center on Saturday night. So just a really huge music weekend for Louisville coming up.
Am I right that initially Prince, he wasn't doing four shows, right? Did he add?
He added shows. He started off with one show. 8 o'clock on Saturday night was announced. Shortly after that, sold out. They announced an 11 o'clock show, and then they announced the two shows on Sunday night, also at 8 and 11, and they all pretty much sold out as quickly as they were announced.
I mean, I'm sure that's great work if you can get it. That's great for him, but to add three more shows, that's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work. I mean, he's gonna, you know, and he's no spring chicken. He's 56,
right.
but yeah, he's gonna be working hard for the money this weekend.
Well, I'm not lucky enough to have tickets.
Neither am I.
I'll read about it in the paper or online, I guess.
We'll live vicariously through the review.
That's right. Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.